On this Thursday afternoon, we're joined by Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Todd. How's your day going?
You know, it's been a little wet, and that's not a terrible thing. Of course, we've been dry, and I guess, we've been catching up pretty quickly, although I have talked to some farmers in the area that say they remain dry in the Champaign and Eastern Illinois area. Can you tell me kind of about the cool weather we're having right now and what that might look like over the next 10 days or so?
Yeah, well, it is going to stay pretty cool for a while. We'll see some temperature fluctuations here and there, but generally the core of heat is going to be far away from the United States, at least from the central United States, and that's going to allow cool fronts to move through every couple of days. So high temperatures will mostly be in the 70s to low 80s with lows in the 50s over much of the next 10 days. And that is significantly below normal. So pretty cool for the rest of August and even into next month.
What does it mean, if anything, for that September timeframe as it relates to frost and freeze when we have cool weather like this?
Well, there's basically no correlation between temperatures at this time of the year and temperatures next month. You can have a hot August and then that can be followed by a cool September, or you can have a cool August and then have a very warm September, but generally they don't deviate in the same direction from normal. So even though it's cool now and it does look cool even into the beginning of next month, we don't have real reason to be concerned that it's going to stay cool all the way through the month of September. Now, of course, we do need to monitor that because starting around September 15th, that's about the earliest you could possibly get a freeze in the northern areas of the corn and soybean belt, primarily in the Dakotas and northwest Minnesota, and that would be a temperature of 28 degrees or lower. So again, that's still about 3 weeks out. Once you move into the Corn Belt, the very, very earliest dates for temperatures that cold are generally at the very end of the month and more so in October. And that's just the very early ones. Normally, everything happens a few weeks later than what we just discussed. So we will have to watch that next month. But at this point, we don't have a reason to start thinking that an early frost or freeze is coming, even though it is cool now.
So the crop does remain late in a large part of the Corn Belt. What does rainfall look like over the next week or so?
Well, we'll see more thunderstorms in the far southern areas. A lot of us saw rain over the last few days, and the front that produced that has moved to the south. And so parts of the Delta and into the far southern Corn Belt, we'll see some rain here over the next few days. Once we get into the weekend, we'll start to see storms develop from Nebraska north through the Dakotas. That occurs as a strong system develops and then approaches the Corn Belt. That system is going to move across the Corn Belt Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and that should ignite some thunderstorm clusters here and there. It's a bit uncertain as to exactly where these thunderstorms are going to locate, but we're just forecasting a half of an inch to 1.5 inches of rain over the next week, and that's primarily from that system that moves through early next week and or one that follows right after it. It's a little bit tricky to figure this one out, but temperatures are going to be cool, and there is a little bit of rain coming up, and there's only a few areas that still need rain. And unfortunately for a lot of people listening right now, and that goes right through the heart of Illinois, so most of the dryness problems are located pretty much across the northern half of Illinois and the northern half of Indiana, and then in sporadic areas of Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. But when you add all this up, it just doesn't add up to a whole lot of corn and soybean production. Only about 30% of each crop, both corn and soybeans, were drier than normal over that period. And that just does not scream problem. Typically, that number would need to be a lot higher. And the reason it's not higher is because everyone outside of that area has been getting rain. The Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, most of Minnesota, a lot of Wisconsin, even parts of Missouri and into central and southern Illinois have seen some decent totals lately. So that's why this is not an alarming problem, even though it certainly is a localized one.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Todd. We'll chat next week.
Yes, we will. That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago.